Last name is a Cervantes. Again, the Cervantes. First name Cecilia. Cecilia. Date of visit is July 19, 2023. Date of birth is November 22, 1971. La Clinica in Pittsburgh. La Clinica in Pittsburgh. La Clinica in Pittsburgh. It is It's Dr. Nathan Blau, B-L-A-U, again, B-L-A-U. First name is Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that she's been having right-sided numbness for several. As a matter of fact, she presented to the Sutter Delta emergency room April 28, 2023 with a confused state for several. She patient was dizzy for several. Patient has difficulty balancing when she's walking. For several, she said her right arm and right arm and right leg had numbness. First type of patient had a CT angiogram of the head and neck, which was unremarkable. First type of patient also had a brain MRI comma that was done. Comma shows that there was no acute intracranial abnormalities. So first type of patient show a few scattered non-specific white matter hyperintensities in bilateral frontal lobe. First type of patient also was hospitalized from April 28 to April 30th. The first patient also had echocardiogram that was reportedly to be normal. First patient was not able to tolerate aspirin because she was short of breath. The first next paragraph, the patient tells me that her symptoms remain the same. The first patient tells me that she still has a right-sided numbness. The first right arm and right leg remain to be numb. For some, it's past medical history, fatty liver, next over, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, next over, medication, amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams a day, next over, allergies, unknown drug allergies, next over, social history, patient is a dog groomer. For some, patient does not smoke. For some, patient does not drink alcohol. For some, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next over, family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition. Next over, paragraph. Review system, patient's numbness on the right side of the body. For some next paragraph, a neurologic examination, patient has a subjective tingling numbness in the right arm and the right leg. For some, next paragraph, motor examination, patient's full strength, bilateral arms. For some next paragraph, diagnostic test, an EMG nerve conduction study of the right arm and right leg were normal today. For some, but there's no cervical radiculopathy. For some, there's no compressive neuropathy. For some, next paragraph, impression, right arm and right leg numbness and tingling symptoms. So patient was evaluated at Sutter emergency room and subsequent hospitalization for 2 days. So first up, patient had extensive workup, including a brain MRI and also a CT angiogram of the head and neck. They were unrevealing. First up, but did not show any acute intracranial lesions. I would like to obtain a cervical spine MRI to evaluate to see if any cervical spinal cord lesions causing the right arm and right leg to be having numbness, including a multiple sclerosis, evaluating for multiple sclerosis and the bulging discs. First time impression number two, tension headache. First patient tells me that she's headache has improved with Topamax, 25 milligrams at night. First time for recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next we'll order a cervical spine MRI to definitively evaluate for multiple sclerosis and cervical a bulging disc, causing the right arm and right leg to be numb. For seven supper, recommend patient continue to Topamax, 25 milligrams, 1 pill QHS, for headache prevention. For step patient is next number patient is allergic to aspirin. For step patient tells me that she has difficulty breathing and on aspirin. For step she's not taking aspirin. For step next number, also explain to patient the common signs and symptoms for stroke, which included hemiparesis, hemiparotic sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. For step 20 patient go to the nearest emergency room, you should develop any of those signs and symptoms for start the